This is Eugene Schwartz, and this is a continuation of the half-hour talk that I gave at the Front Range Anthroposophical Cafe on November 13th, 2020. As I said in the course of that lecture, I really had prepared something much longer, but had to stay within the limits of what could be recorded in a Zoom meeting. So I'm going to spend a little time going further with one of the themes of that lecture, and that was the fact that Ahriman is an opportunist, that it's not so much what he creates, what he brings about, which is bad enough, but his particular kind of cleverness and his power gives him the ability to see when events caused by other beings, other factors altogether, can be exploited, can be turned to his own purposes. So, like a politician, he can really say, I had nothing to do with it. I didn't sign anything. No one told me. And meanwhile, be fully benefiting from some disaster or misdeed on the path of others. So let's see Ahriman the opportunist. And I just want to precede this by with another comment, which is that we talk so much in the anthroposophical world, and so much in Waldorf schools in particular, about the courage that Michael gives us, the courage. Well, what is this courage for? This courage is to meet the coming darkness so that we can have the courage to be there in the darkness, which I don't know exactly what that means. It's a bit abstract that we're going to be courageous enough to deal with standard time coming back and having to drive at night. I'm not sure what that darkness is supposed to mean, but I do want to talk about three occasions in the past 18 months, so going back into the year 2019, in which something very dark really did appear, something that directly affected Waldorf schools in the United States at any rate, and indirectly affected and continues to affect anthroposophy, the anthroposophical society, the anthroposophical movement altogether, also very much in the United States. Three events, three phenomena in which we had the capacity, the opportunity to bring Michaelic courage to bear, to fight against the opportunism of Ahriman in the wake of these events. Let's see how we did. The first was in the spring of 2019, and this was the measles epidemic. The measles outbreak, rather, is more accurate, which particularly occurred first in California in Disneyland, and then found its way back east, probably from children who had been to Disneyland, and began to appear very strongly in New York, in New York City, but even with even greater intensity in Rockland County, with special intensity in Rockland County in the town of Muncie, which, number one, is right on the border of Chestnut Ridge, which is the location of the Green Meadow Waldorf School, one of the most established, distinguished, venerable Waldorf schools in the United States. And the measles outbreak was very much concentrated among the Hasidim, the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community, which tends to be very suspicious of vaccinations and many other aspects of modern medicine. In fact, there are a number of Hasidim who over the years have availed themselves of the services of the anthroposophical doctors in the anthroposophical community in Chestnut Ridge, the threefold community of which Green Meadows School is a part. So here we have quite a situation, a huge measles outbreak, and the health department came with a special fierceness and intensity, a little bit of a harbinger of what was to happen a year later, and began to look at the records of vaccinations and discovered that, yes, as everyone knew, Hasidic children were not vaccinated against measles because of their parents' wishes and the religious exemption they received. But interestingly enough, lesser known group of children, those who attended Green Meadow Waldorf School, many of them also were not vaccinated. And this was a big shocker. These weren't ultra-Orthodox Jews. These were children from mostly upper-middle-class families, highly educated. Aha, people under the influence of the anti-vaxxers. So this became a huge matter then. What to do about these unvaccinated children among the Hasidim, who were beginning to cry out that this is religious discrimination, it's the typical anti-Semitism that Jewish groups find. Their arguments were a little weakened since all of the health people were mostly Jewish. It was mostly Jewish doctors and Jewish public health experts who were getting after them. But nonetheless, that was going on. And then how did Green Meadow Waldorf School and its community face this issue in the spring of 2019? I'll continue this in the next segment.